first African climate summit is opening with heads of state and others asserting a stronger voice on a global issue that affects the continent of 1.3 billion people the most, even though they contribute to it the least. Kenyan President William Ruto's government and the African Union launched the ministerial session on Monday, while more than a dozen heads of state began to arrive, determined to wield more global influence and bring in far more financing and support. The first speakers included young people, who demanded a bigger voice in the process. There is some frustration on the continent about being asked to develop in cleaner ways than the world's richest countries, which have long produced most of the emissions that endanger climate, and to do it while much of the support that has been pledged hasn't appeared. Mithika Mwenda of the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance told the gathering that this is the time, and claiming that the annual flow of climate assistance to the continent is a tenth or less of what is needed and a fraction of the budget of some polluting companies. More than $83 billion in climate financing was given to poorer countries in 2020, a 4% increase from the previous year but still short of the goal set in 2009. Kenya alone needs $62 billion to implement its plan to reduce national emissions that contribute to global warming. Outside attendees to the summit include the U.S. government's climate envoy, John Kerry, and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who has said he will address finance as one of the burning injustices of the climate crisis. As Kenya's president spoke, hundreds of people joined a People's March on Climate in Nairobi, holding signs demanding the targeting of fossil fuels. One project being protested is the Total Energies funded 897-mile, 1,443-kilometer, East Africa crude oil pipeline in Uganda and Tanzania. The UN has estimated that loss and damage in Africa due to climate change are projected to be between $290 billion and $440 billion in the period from 2020 to 2030, depending on the degree of warming.